ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the retrial of the anti-government protest group that's known as the Nauru 19 will resume this morning, and still none of the 12 defendants who are actually in court will have legal representation. It's a state of affairs that prompted an Australian independent MP, Andrew Wilkie, to already tell Pacific Beat that he wants the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to intervene personally. And now the legal fraternity in Australia and also New Zealand are pushing for intervention too, as Richard Hewitt reports.
As the president of the Law Society of Western Australia, Greg McIntyre, is not a supporter of prime ministerial intervention in the case of the Nauru 19, but he believes there are other ways Canberra can bring pressure to bear. When the retired judge from South Australia, Justice Geoffrey Mukey, ordered a permanent stay last year, he identified that there's a need for people to be treated equally before the law. On that basis, Mr. McIntyre says he would hope that all sovereign governments would provide the necessary resources, but in Nauru, the government is refusing to do that.
I suppose the way in which Australia could become involved, apart from volunteer lawyers providing assistance, would be through diplomatic channels. There is a general concept of the rule of law which affects all countries, and as a matter of comity between nations, it wouldn't be out of bounds to suggest that Nauru ought to be providing equality before the law in the same way as every other Western democracy does.
However, the convener of the New Zealand Law Society's Rule of Law Committee, Austin Forbes QC, is not averse to top-level political intervention in the Nauru 19 case, and his own organisation is planning to write to both the Justice Minister and the Foreign Affairs Minister to urge them to get involved.
Another country can't stop us criticising them. They can ignore us, but if enough countries in the region, especially Australia, I would suggest, are to criticise them, both the Australian government and the New Zealand government having some influence, particularly in relation to foreign aid.
As an executive member of the Law Council of Australia, Greg McIntyre has vowed to take up the Nauru case with the peak legal body, and there's support for Mr. McIntyre's stand from human rights lawyer and principal solicitor of the National Justice Project in Australia, George Newhouse.
If government officials and politicians are not prepared to stand up for the rule of law in the Pacific, which is our sphere of influence, then it's absolutely vital for people who do respect the law, like the law societies, to actively get involved and press for accountability.
The independent MP Andrew Wilkie has called for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to intervene because of Australia's status as Nauru's major aid donor. And Mr. Newhouse says he and fellow lawyers believe a serious review of Canberra's stand on financing the island is needed.
We're placing vulnerable people on Nauru, asylum seekers, and yet we are leaving them to a society where the rule of law does not apply, where politicians can impose their will on others without any accountability or transparency.
In New Zealand's case, Austin Forbes QC points out that the government has suspended aid to Nauru in the past, something which they could consider again, particularly in light of remarks, he says, were made in Parliament about the 19 case by the Nauruan Justice Minister.
I read that the Minister of Justice has actually said in Parliament that no lawyers are expected to provide any assistance to them, no legal aid's available, and they deserve to be convicted and have the maximum penalty according to law imposed. Now, that's extraordinary.
And Greg McIntyre says the Australian government should also look hard at the claims of two of the Nauru 19, Squire and Rutherford Jeremiah, who are living in Melbourne at the moment while seeking asylum.
Refugee status requires that they have a real fear of persecution. That can include not being treated in accordance with the rule of law and not being treated equally by the legal system.
And in his judgment, Justice Geoffrey Mukey actually talked about persecutory behaviour. So that's already been put down in black and white by a former judge.
Yes, well, that certainly is the terminology which is consistent with the Refugee Convention.
While the trial of the Nauru 19 continued, the Speaker of the Nauruan Parliament, former President Marcus Stephen, was in Melbourne last week as part of a twinning arrangement with the Victorian Parliament. And in a video posted by the Victorian government, he at least stated that he was open to advice on best practice.
I see it as something that's important in the region. We don't have the same resources. So through technology nowadays, it's much easier to make contact and share ideas and get proper advice.